Story time. After my ordination to the priesthood, I was assigned at the parochial vicar or associate pastor at Immaculate Conception Parish in Denton. Through that assignment, I have learned a lot how to be a priest, how to be a father, how to be a shepherd, and how to simply be a person of faith to other people. You know, when one is a seminarian, that person can do no wrong because people just love seminarians. They love to support future priests. But once a person ordained as a priest and begin to make decision or so, not everyone begin to like you, especially when you make decisions that are against their values or perception, liking, or whatever agendas that they hold. So when I was at ICC or Immaculate Conception, there was this one lady who used to be a nun, and then so she returned back to the world and got married, an elderly lady. After my first weekend at the parish, after I preached at my first weekend at the parish, I received a very nasty letter from her telling me how I got it wrong and what she perceived me to be as someone who tried to return back to that ugly, nasty, inconsiderate and bigot church before Vatican II happened. She labeled me, to be honest with you, I'm a liturgically more conservative priest. I just try to do what the church asked of me in her liturgy and her rite. And so she labeled me as someone that a traditionalist and someone who she hate because I represent in her eyes, the church before Vatican II. So she wrote a lot of nasty emails whenever I preach, whenever she was there. There were times too when she would come to Mass, she would sit up front in a church of about that would seat about 1,200 people or so. She would sit up front and she would open up the newspaper and read it while I preach as a sign of protest, as a sign of disgust, or as a sign that she doesn't care about what I have to say. All of that really hurt me in the beginning as I tried to become or try to learn the ropes or try to know what it means to be a priest. That was very discouraging, and I talked to my pastor at that time about it. And he tried to encourage me and tell me that, in his own words, that she's an equal opportunity abuser. She get very unhappy. Unhappy with life, unhappy with the world, unhappy with people. So just don't take it personally, because sometimes she just transferred things over to someone else, especially her emotion, her negativity, and everything that she holds deep within. So even though that was encouraging, that was hard to hear, especially by how she reacted and by how she treated me. So it took me a good while through prayer, through patience, through humility to grow where God planted me with that person. And I began to pray for her a lot during that time. Because why? Because sooner or later, she was not the only one. I began to receive emails too with people who begin to complain, telling me that I'm not preaching enough on this matter or that matter or this and that, or they think for me at this type of priest need to say this or that thing. So I've learned that I can never please anybody. And people sometimes are just angry for the sake of being angry at something. But I cannot let their reaction, their negativity, and whatever they're holding inside to affect me, who I am. That's what a hard lesson for me to learn as a young priest. But it began to shape me. It began to strengthen me as it prepared me to become a parish priest of my own three parishes. So when I got the news that I was going to be assigned as a parish priest of three parishes in the Northwest Deanery of our diocese, I made the news and I said farewell to people. And after Mass, that lady that came to me, and she said, "Well, I still don't like you, but I guess I'll pray for you. I hope you will grow." And I took that at best that I could. And I remember asking her permission if I can give her a hug. And I side hugged her. I say, "Thank you. Please pray for me." My brothers and sisters, there are times in our life that we will have to go through trials and hardships, to be ridiculed and to be accused, to be disliked, or at times too, to be hated by people. There are times when we feel like the people in the first reading today, when we're in exile, when we feel lonely, when we feel not appreciated or loved or embraced, you know. Sometimes we just have to recognize that we're not liked by others. But this is what we're called to do. Not to prove ourselves to other people, not to win their heart, but to be who Christ called us to be. That's why the gospel reading today tells us so clearly, my brothers and sisters, that God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son so that the world might be saved through him. Do you believe this or not, my brothers and sisters? The color that we wear today, rose, reminds us that we must find our joy, our consolation in the Lord, not from people or of the things of this world. Our joy comes from God, knowing that this world will have its trials and tribulations. Not every day will go right. Who are we lying to ourselves? We will not have things go right just because we have faith. That's a lie. That's false hope. But God so loved us, that he sent his only Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. But sometimes the world do not want to accept the light, to accept the truth, because they're hurt, or because of their ignorance, or because of their reservation. Sometimes they're not ready for it. But just because of whatever factors that come from the world or from other people should never deter us from loving Christ and become more Christ-like each day. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Who I am as a priest in persona Christi Capitis, it not dependent on what people think of me. I had to learn that the hard way, because I cannot please people no matter what I do. And I learned that many, 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 many times over throughout my own priesthood, that I cannot please people. The more I try to please people, the more I feel tired, drained, and negative, and then in turn become reactive and find faults in other people to make myself feel good. That's not it. That's not the way of Christ. The way of Christ is the way of faith, the way of hope, the way of charity, the way of love. Have we loved other people like Christ had loved us? Christ taught us that he had to be patient with his own disciples too. The people who misunderstood him, the people who mislabeled him, the people who hated him, the people who rejected him. Christ loved them to the very end. we're being reminded in a very real way, my brothers and sisters, by St. Paul in the second reading, that God, who is rich in mercy because of his love for us, so that when we were dead in our transgression, has given us life in Christ. It is by grace that we have been saved. Therefore, it is by grace of God, the free gift given to us by God, not because we deserve it, but the free gift of love, of mercy, of forgiveness given to us by God. Shall we let this free gift, this loving grace, transform us deep from within? Not by our own abilities, not by our own works, do we justify ourselves, make ourselves feel good. So that we don't boast in our own ability, but that we are his handiwork, his instrument, created in him, for him, so that with him, we can extend that same good work and live in them. Faith, hope, and love, so that we can practice charity with our whole being, because our faith had changed us, and that we are hopeful because God is our joy. My brothers, my sisters, heed to all of the readings today and remember who God calls you and I to be. At Catholics, we will be ridiculed, misunderstood, or not popular at times. And that's okay. We're not here to prove other people, not to win them over with some fakeness, but to love them as Christ hath loved us. Be who we are. Treat people with dignity and respect. And hopefully through that, we can reconcile, forgive, or at least pray for them, so that God is at work in them, just that he is at work in us. Why? Because he so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes might have eternal life.